and gentlemen, brace yourselves. It's time for Odd News with Scott and Val. The only segment brave enough to ask, who let this happen? And then read it out loud anyway. Proof that evolution is taking a coffee break in America. And one or two other places too. These are real stories involving real people who woke up that morning and chose chaos. If you're thinking, surely no one would actually do that, allow us to assure you, yes, yes they would, repeatedly. So settle in, lower your expectations, and remember, this isn't fiction. It's humanity, unsupervised, on Odd News with Scott and Val.
All right, seven big, beautiful stories, packed with some funny songs and some funny videos, and my beautiful sister here to kick it off.
All right, in Chicago, Illinois, a 53-year-old man is facing charges after deputies say he broke into a freight train loaded with laundry detergent. Authorities say a police drone spotted the suspect climbing into the rail car, opening it up, and tossing boxes of detergent onto the ground like he was stocking the world's least exciting black market. Investigators recovered about 20 boxes as the man tried to flee by running down the tracks. Officials have not said what the long-term plan was, because if you're stealing from a freight train, most people at least expect, like, televisions, maybe. Mm-hmm. Instead, this man risked jail for enough detergent to make the neighborhood smell Mountain Fresh for at least 6 years.
Chicago midnight, creeping down the line, 53 and feeling like a criminal mastermind. Ride that rail car open under moonlit skies, started tossing detergent like a coupon paradise. 20 boxes flying, cops up in the air, drone said, buddy, we can literally see you there. Took off running hard, but the ending was bleak. Now he's Mountain Fresh until about next week. Most thieves chase cash, TVs, or fame. He stole enough detergent to brighten his shame.
Ah, all right, off to Scotland we go. Air Scotland. Police were called after witnesses reported a man misbehaving strangely with a garbage bin.
Oh.
I edited this. Court proceedings heard the man was allegedly seen naked by a trash bin eating cardboard from it. He later told authorities he had lowered his trousers to take a look at some injuries. Is that what you call him? The explanation did not fully clear things up. He was sentenced to unpaid community work. At some point, each police officer asked himself where their career took a wrong turn. And somewhere in Scotland, a garbage bin has trust issues.
Down in air on a chilly little night, neighbor saw a scene that did not look right. Man by the bin with no trousers to show, eating cardboard like a late night show. Said he was checking injuries, that was his defense. Nobody that found it made much sense. Wheelie bin romance, what a tragic song. Every choice here somehow went wrong. Now somewhere in Scotland, under moonlit skies, a trash can sleeps with trust issues in its eyes.
Yeah. That's wrong. What's that guy doing in our trash can, honey?
Don't look, but it was too late.
Yeah. Oops.
In New York City, a group of teenagers reportedly forced their way into a Manhattan church during what police describe as the latest speedrunning social media stunt. Officials say the group pushed through a locked door, ran through the building, threw objects, and damaged property while people were attending a seminar. A staff member reportedly suffered minor injuries. Authorities say the trend involves young people filming themselves rushing into places for online attention, because apparently regular hobbies now seem too slow. Nothing says, I'm making smart life choices, quite like committing a trespassing for a clip that will be forgotten in 8 hours.
Wow.
No longer trending, dude.
Good. Grandpa's
family. Ran through the building for a 7 second clip. Do some things around for the social media trip. People at a seminar trying to mind the day. Then chaos burst in and ran away. Minor injuries, property dented too. Off of lights that expired before noon.
to think of Cotton Three Squares.
Good line.
A Cotton Three Squares. I love it. I love it. All right, on to San Francisco. You know, I don't have much of a problem with them doing that because it was a Scientology church.
Oh.
I'm just joking.
Okay.
It's still wrong. It's still wrong. Just a joke.
Still wrong.
Still wrong. In San Francisco, police used a drone to help arrest suspects connected to a series of gold robberies. This one in particular, a gold chain robbery near a school. Investigators, the officers were watching a vehicle believed to be tied to several crimes when the drone following the movement, with the drone following the movement from above, plus the suspects reportedly tried to move around the neighborhood without realizing this guy had some eyes on him. Police recovered stolen property and made arrests. Criminals used to worry about witnesses, but now they have to worry about being caught by a hovering police camera with some amazing eyesight.
San Francisco sunlight, gold chain gone. Suspects moving slick, thought the trail moved on. Police had a drone with a patient little hum, watching every turn like, wow, they're so dumb. They ducked down alleys, crossed another street. Never knew the sky had them on repeat. The sky was watching every move. That tiny buzz had something to prove. Criminal plans look pretty bold till the drone said, nice try. Hand back the gold.
Do a little trip back to the 60s. All right, Val.
Oh, I liked it.
All right, this one's got an insult right at the end. If you pause and you don't want to say it, I will.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
A social media post involving seashells turned into a full legal headache this past week. Federal prosecutors announced charges against former FBI Director James Comey after authorities said a now-deleted Instagram post showed seashells, which is kind of hard to say, posted showed seashells arranged to read 8647. Officials say the post was interpreted as a threat. Comey later apologized and said there was no violent intent to the president. Imagine being hauled into a national controversy because of decorative beach debris. That may be the first time in American history someone got in trouble for aggressive coastal crafting by an infantile man with a God complex who just happens to be our president.
So I heard they were going after Comey again, but I had no idea it was because he arranged seashells to spell 8647.
You know, and what's so silly about that, they were saying he was, he was advocating for violence against the president. 86 means you're banned for life.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean any type of violent. You're banned for life.
Yeah. Val's been 86 from several bars and no one ever tried to kill her for it.
Exactly. They weren't advocating violence. They were just, you know, saying you've had one too many margaritas, Val.
You know, it's just going to get worse because he's going to keep attacking people because his approval rating has dropped down to 32.2% as above this morning. I'm still amazed there's almost a third of Americans that still like this creep.
Well, and I don't know if he posted it on Truth Social or if he said it live, but he said anybody who talks bad about him will be sorry.
Oh, here we go then. All right. Another story here at a school event in South Korea this past week. Organizers attempted a mass paper airplane world record, but ran into problems nobody fully anticipated. Thousands of students launched the paper airplanes all at once because they're all supposed to fly. Officials say many flew beautifully, but many more flew directly backward, and a surprising number achieved what experts would call immediate floor contact. Witnesses described the scene as stationary panic. Organizers still reviewing totals, but it turns out paper airplanes obey the same laws as Spirit Airlines aircraft. Most gravity and disappointment. And let's take a look at the kids.
One, two, three.
I'm sorry. I just like to see kids cry. All right. The last story about a snake, and it's all yours, Eve.
All right. In Brisbane, Australia, shoppers got an unexpected surprise when a live python was discovered curled up inside the front of a vending machine. Wildlife handlers were called after customers noticed the snake calmly staring out from behind the drink display. Officials say the reptile appeared relaxed and made no attempt to leave, which is fair. If you had air conditioning, fluorescent lighting, and a front row view of human nonsense, you might stay too. The snake was safely removed and relocated. For several hours, however, it was the only vending machine in history that could honestly claim its drinks had bite.
Ooh.
Hey! 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 Kill the hand, the glowing rose. Calm as a king while the panic grows. Cold air humming, fluorescent light. Front row seat to humanity at night. Didn't move much, just watched the scene. Probably judging every caffeine fiend. Snake in the vending machine tonight. Coiled up, cool in the supermarket light. Venom and Black Mamba are energy drinks. Put python every bite and squeeze to give you 40 winks.
And that's a wrap for your odd news on Tuesday.